This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
As we focus on financial vulnerability in older adults today, who are the predators? I'm David Brancaccio. This week on Marketplace, we're looking into medical evidence that older people who are otherwise sharp can become more vulnerable to fraudsters. As a couple near St. Louis described it, the father had entered a kind of spam and scam hell.
It became his new reality.
His life went from what we would consider to be fairly normal in his interactions with the outside world to where literally every interaction he was getting was some sort of attempt to take advantage of him.
They watch this play out after the dad, Art Schreiber, then 82 and no one talking dementia, moved in with the kids after his wife passed away. Art is an Army veteran who became an auditor who at one point served as the state of Missouri's top insurance fraud fighter. Art shared a home office with his son, Chad, who ended up like a defensive lineman, repeatedly jumping in to block scammers trying to tackle his dad via phone and email. Today in our series, Brains and Losses, let's get a sense of the perps who target seniors.
He said, they need me to go get some money. And I said, what are you talking about?
Chad had looked out and thought, that's weird. Why is Dad on the phone making a beeline toward the car?
So they had our address, and they were trying to give him driving directions down to Walgreens, which is a Western Union outlet.
The caller was trying to get the dad to wire $750 to prove he had a U.S. bank account, and if he did, the dad could collect a big grant from some quote-unquote federal program. Was this a way to snag Art's banking info or just to get the $750? It's not clear. The son took the steering wheel, but instead of Western Union, Chad drove to the bank and tipped off Amanda, the manager, because Art often felt his son was too cautious in money matters.
So Amanda sat him down and gave him that sincere heart-to-heart that he really, truly, truly needed. Art, this is not real. These are people trying to steal your money. They are not going to send you anything. And he finally seemed to get it.
Scammer 0, Schreiber family 1 on that one. The Federal Trade Commission centralizes reports of fraud from other agencies through its Consumer Sentinel Network. In 2018 alone, the FTC received more than 500,000 complaints of imposter scams, like the imposter claiming you've got a government grant or won a sweepstakes. In March, the Justice Department and other federal agencies announced a couple of hundred people had been busted in a sweep of frauds targeting seniors, including that fake grant thing.
Let's be clear, these are professional con artists. There are schools, scammer schools, where people are learning how to build a better scam, and that's why we are increasing resources and expanding our networks.
Antoinette Bacon, Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the department's Elder Justice Coordinator at a news conference this year. Among those indicted in the sweep, a 58-year-old guy in Palm Harbor, Florida, who, according to the indictment, helped collect and transfer money for a scam call center based in India. While authorities often point to international organized crime, there's also a domestic supply chain. Here's America's former chief postal inspector talking of elder fraud enablers.
A Montana writer who had been creating solicitations for every fraudster in the sweepstakes industry for more than 20 years has been charged.
Also busted, a Las Vegas printer who ran off the copies. Scammers are also interested in money laundering, turning older victims into often unwitting money mules. And there were others vying for Art Schreiber's money near St. Louis when he got into what are called binary options, where he put in about $6,000.
They then would start calling him to say, oh, you need to be investing this money. Oh, you need to put in more money. If you want to make money, you have to put in money.
This was an overseas firm where you bet that a stock or something will be above or below a certain price at a certain time of day. Some call this gambling. Others see an investment strategy. U.S. regulators have repeatedly warned about many foreign binary options platforms. A big part of that business was run from Israel, which moved to ban the industry in 2017. And last year, the CEO of an Israeli company that did sales and customer outreach for the company Art Schreiber used was arrested and is awaiting trial in Maryland on charges of wire fraud.
We finally looked into filing some charges.
But the family didn't, given how the company seemed so far away. Now, complete strangers going after the money of vulnerable seniors is only part of the picture. Later this week, we'll look at the shocking percentage of financial abuse perpetrated by family members. As for Chad, he's now teaching free seminars in his spare time, starting in his church, to help people spot the signs their elder relatives are being scammed. And the dad, now at an assisted living facility down the road, told me he appreciates why his son and daughter-in-law are so wary of get-cash-quick offers.
They rightfully felt always be on your guard because this is a scam. But the only thing is, I felt that they sometimes passed up opportunities.
The son now has Art's consent to make financial decisions on his behalf, power of attorney. Tomorrow, what can government and industry do to protect people like Art Schreiber? And on Friday, when do protections become discrimination? On the Marketplace APM YouTube channel, there's a short video we did about the talk, the conversation you may need to have now with your older loved ones. It also really helps if people have reviewed the top scams. We have a list, marketplace.org. Seven years in the making, the Mechanics Union for Southwest Airlines has reached a contract deal. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
According to the union, the five-year deal gives the mechanics $160 million in back pay, increases salaries by 20%, and includes 3% annual raises. The deal takes place immediately. This comes 3 months after Southwest sued the mechanics union, accusing it of slowing down work that forced the cancellation of 100 flights a day for weeks. The union had said there were safety concerns. This comes at a time when there's a lot of labor tension in aviation. American Airlines sued its mechanics on Monday, accusing them of an illegal work slowdown that has caused about 900 cancellations or delays in the past few months. Mechanics at American and Southwest have said that the airlines are moving towards outsourcing maintenance work.
All right, Erica, thank you. Checking the numbers as we do, the 100 share index in London is up 0.5%. The S&P future here is down about 0.1%, but the NASDAQ future down 0.2%. Crude oil traded in New York down 0.9%, $62.52 a barrel. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.